I'm just about to go into the studio before I go to bed to record an audio boo. Except for my iPod decided to take it upon itself to start recording even before I got in here. It's been an interesting week. One of those weeks where the days have been more interesting than mundane practically all the way through. I've met up with interesting people. I've been working quite hard. I had a sales meeting this afternoon, which was quite unusual, although they didn't bring anything like biscuits, which was quite disappointing. And all they asked for was water. I would expect to have been able to make them a cup of tea. Maybe next time, once they've got kind of like a more of a bite. You see, I've got no idea about sales stuff. I don't know whether they're supposed to do the bribery thing. Softened us up. This evening when I got home to a house in darkness with, obviously we had a power cut, and I rang up the Eastern Electricity people and they said it was an underground fault and they were going to sort it out. And fortunately I've got all kinds of technology, not least my mobile phone, which I've configured now to be a Wi-Fi router. So you just press a couple of buttons and it's a little bit like an old Ford Mondeo. Takes a couple of attempts to get it going, but on the fourth or fifth attempt, hopefully without the need to resort to WD-40, it gets itself going. It connects to the 3 network, it makes a Wi-Fi zone, and people can connect to it if they know the code using their netbooks or their iPod touches in my case. Although my work laptop's been configured to knobbles so it won't attach to it, which is annoying. And so we could carry on as the darkness fell and the children fell asleep. Pretty much as normal. Obviously, you've got to think about the bandwidth restrictions. You can't stream YouTube videos because I think I've only got 150 meg kind of to last for a while. But that went all right. But it was when the power came on around about 9:30. It just made this most wonderful noise. And I was reflecting on a conversation I was having on the phone with a friend of mine. While I was on the phone to her, we had a doorbell go off, and it's not our doorbell, but it goes off in our house. We've got one of these cordless bells, and obviously someone down the road has as well. And I have a feeling now that somebody calls round to their house at around about 9:30 some nights of the week. So my intention is to start my recorder so you can actually hear what it's like. Our doorbell goes ding dong. This one plays a long and tedious tune at maximum volume because to save us having to change the batteries, I've rigged it up to the mains, not mains volume, one of those sort of power adapter things. So it's unbelievably loud and does tend to distract anybody from the conversations they're having. So yes, the sounds of the house are just remarkable, really, especially when everything is quiet and the power's off and you can hear the guinea pigs swishing around in their cage and the birds outside and maybe the airport in the distance, depending on whether the windows are open. But, But if I could record all day, every day, and maybe sort of pick a little bit of a moment, what you kind of need, and I've thought about this is a bit of a rambling audio, isn't it? What I really could do is one of these kind of loop things, which record in a constant sort of 60-second loop, so that if something interesting happens, maybe you could do it in video as well, if something interesting happens, you can press a button and it just copies that 60-second loop somewhere else so you can sort of edit it down later on. So it's always constantly recording, and it might be very helpful if I forget what I was talking about halfway through a sentence. Or no, if I want to remember a point I made or something interesting I was going to do. Obviously, discretion is quite important factor in this, but I wonder if there's a market for that, even as an iPod application. With all these things, though, of course, you've got to consider the how long the battery will last. I know there are these things which you can put your iPod or your iPhone by the side of your bed when you sleep, and it works out how much you're rocking about depending on how much you're sleeping. But you need that plugged into the main so it doesn't run out of batteries, because if when you get up in the morning the whole thing's run out, you have to spend the day on 2 bars of battery, whatever. Anyway, I'm rambling. It's nearly the weekend. I've had an interesting day. I met up with the lovely Radio Kate, who does an audio boo as well, earlier. And I had a nice tea in the dark, all gas cooked by Beth. And we have a weekend of christenings and 4 lions to come up. More on that later. So I wish you a good night. Good night.